The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
This past week, I was speaking to new rabbis who are on college campuses, and there was a rabbi who started in Eugene, Oregon. His name is Rabbi Mashkovsky. And I said to him, "Rabbi, how did you choose to go into Kiruv, especially to Oregon? There's no community for your kids. Why are you going to Oregon? What made you? You come from Eretz Yisrael. You were living in Eretz Yisrael." He said, "I'll tell you. My parents got divorced when I was a very young child. And my father moved to South Africa. And I grew up with my mother. And all my life, I avoided seeing my father. It was too complex. It was too complicated. I didn't know how I would interact with him. So I just avoided it. I just didn't think about it. And this past year, I got a phone call. Your father has cancer and he's dying. And I thought to myself, it's been 25 years since I was a little child. I should really go and I should see him. And so I booked a plane to South Africa and I met him at the airport. And in 1 second, we bonded. It's as if we grew up together. We were so alike. We enjoyed each other's company so much. And when it was time to leave, I didn't want. And so I came back a few months later, again and again. I must have gone back to South Africa 5 times this year. And the last time I came, my father at that point was so ill, he was incoherent. And he passed away. And I wept. And I wept for this man who I did not know for 25 years, who I could have been close with, who I could have had a relationship with. And then I realized how many of our brothers and sisters have not seen their father for 25 years. These boys and girls on the college campus, they didn't know their heavenly father. 25 years! How much would they appreciate a reunion to show them that derech, to show them that path, so they can once again embrace their heavenly father and feel his love?
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org.